This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning to you all. It's Pastor Brian de Villiers. I'm so glad to be with you again today as we continue speaking about the things of this new year that we find ourselves in 2026. Now, I would like to speak to you this morning about trusting God in 2026. Now, I want to read two lots of scripture to you this morning. The first one is found in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 to 17, and this is what it says. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And then I want to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 17, and I want to read here from verse 26, and this is what it says in verse 26. It says, "Then David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, 'What shall be done for the man who kills the Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For he who is uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God.'" Verse 32, "Then David said to Saul, 'Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine.' And Saul said to him, 'You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he's a man of war from his youth.' But David said to Saul, 'Your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came, he took a lamb out of the flock. I went out after him and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, but these uncircumcised Philistines will be like the one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God.' Moreover, David said, 'The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion, from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.' And Saul said to David, 'Go, and the Lord be with you.'" And then I read again from verse 45 and to 47. "Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword and a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." I want us to go back again to Kings, and I want to speak, as I said already this morning to you, about trusting God in 2026. We read the words here of 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 to 17. "And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, 'Alas, my master, what shall we do?' So he answered, 'Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them.' And Elijah prayed, 'Lord, open his eyes that he may see.' And the Lord opened his eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots, the fire of all around Elisha." You see, we look at this verse, we see that Elisha did not pray that his servant would stop seeing. the enemy, but rather he would start to see the goodness of God. You've got that? He would see the goodness of God. Trusting God means looking beyond what we can see to what God says to us. What does God say? What does God see? You see, friends, when you and I focus on the challenges, we focus on all that is wrong around us. We focus on the doctor's bad report. Yes, we focus on the report that is bad. We focus on bad news. We focus on Eskom and electricity. We focus on unemployment. We focus upon financial problems, relational problems. And we slowly but surely, because of these things, we become alarmed. Just like Elisha's servant, he woke up to find the Syrian army was surrounding the city he lived in. And he was present reality for him. He saw the army. And he says to the man of God, Elisha, my master, what shall we do? His focus is on the Syrian army. Elisha says to him, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those against us. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see them. Listen, God opened his eyes, and he saw the mountain was full of the horses and the chariots of fire all around, and he and Elisha praised God. I want to say to you this morning, as we face 2023, full of, we're not sure what's going to happen, what is going to happen to our lives, which way we're going to go. And you see, you can face 2026 full on. It doesn't mean that things won't come our way. If we focus on it right, we as believers must keep our focus on the unseen God of heaven, then the picture will change radically for each and every one of us in 2026. Our hearts will find peace and rest in God. Otherwise, our focus will be on the challenges of life, on the bad reports, on the troubles around us, and we'll become fearful and we will become alarmed. I just love the Bible story of David and Goliath. David did not focus on the enemy Goliath. His focus was on the God whom he served, who had delivered him so many times before. His trust was in the living God. I want you this morning to catch this. Staring across the Elah Valley, right into the eyes of giant Goliath, David remembered the times God had delivered him from the brink of disaster. God had always been with David, and God had always given him the ability he needed to triumph. Now he, David, once more faced the greatest challenge of his life. Yes, here was a trained, well-armed warrior, and his name, Goliath. Listen, at some point in life, each one of us will face what will look like a mammoth trial or difficulty that will come our way. That is why we must know how to respond to every threat we will face in 2026. Yes, we will face it, but if you hold on to the victory that faith has, it looks beyond what we see in the present. That's what it does. It looks beyond what we see to what our God sees. What does God see for you in 2026? You see, the secret of David's success was his ability to trust in God at all times. He looked not merely at the giant's challenge facing him, but he was tuned in around him what was going on around him. Yes, why was others running away? But he did not run away. The rest of Israel were frightened. But through faith, David saw what his countrymen did not see. It's in times of extreme pressure, God stretches our faith. He deepens our dependence upon him. With a strong ability and an abiding faith, we can quickly yield to temptation if it's not an abiding faith in God. If we don't have faith to believe that God is with us and God is for us, we can yield to temptation and fear, especially when the trial or the difficulty that you and I face is intense or it is prolonged. God developed David's trust until it became unshakable. You know what I want to say to you this morning? Diamonds are made under extreme pressure. The more precious, the more beautiful the diamond, the more the pressure is. And God wants the beauty of Jesus Christ formed in your life and mine. But there will be pressure. Let me tell you this morning, there will be pressure. Whatever Goliath you face, bad doctor's report, financial problems and challenges, trials and difficulties, you're going to go through it right away now. Believe me, you will go through it. You need to just hold on. Hold on. Bury one truth deep down in your heart. God loves you. And when you place your trust in him, God will not allow you to suffer defeat because God is with you. Bury it deep in your heart this morning. No matter what you're going to go through in 2026, you've got to put that deep inside of you. God will not allow you to suffer defeat. You may go through failure, but let me tell you this morning, failure is not fatal. Life may not always turn out the way you planned it, but ultimately, God will be glorified and you are going to be blessed. Every challenge presents an opportunity for God to display his faithfulness and his love to you personally. Instead of yielding to the thoughts of fear, instead of yielding to the thoughts of failure, instead of yielding to thoughts, I'm never going to make it. Make a commitment today. January 2026, to trust God, even when you do not know what the next day will bring to you. Train yourself to look forward, to look beyond what you can't even see, but what God sees before you. David founded his faith in the sovereignty of Almighty God. That's why he knew he would not fail in his quest to defeat the Philistine giant, because his faith was rooted, grounded in God. He believed what God had done for him in the past, God could do again for him now in the present time that he was facing. How can you gain that kind of faith today? As we face 2026, number one, recall past victories. You got that? Recall past victories. David recalled how God delivered him from the paw of the lion and the grasp of the bear. He said it. Yeah, we find it in Galatians chapter 17, verses 32 to 37. This is what it says. Then David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart failed because of him. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight him, for you are a youth, and he's a man of war from his youth." And David said to Saul, Your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when the lion or the bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by the beard and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of these, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Oh, what trust! What trust! He remembered what God had done for him in the past. You and I need to do the same. We need to do the same. We need to rely on the spiritual victories that have been won. And in your mind, remember what God's done for you. His faithfulness to you. He's been present with you all the time. If you are going to cave into feelings of fear and doubt, you will lose. When you focus on the truth of God's word, you win every time. Read the word, study the word, memorize the word, meditate on the word of the living God. Bury it in your heart. Bury it in your heart. And in times of trial, bring it back to your remembrance, the things God has done for you and God will still do for you. Number two, reject discouraging words. No one in Israel's camp encouraged David. Do you notice that? No one in Israel's camp encouraged David in his quest to defeat Goliath. The soldiers laughed at him. His brothers were embarrassed by him and urged him to go home rather. King Saul doubted David. He said to him, "You know what? You're a young man, very, very young." He says, "This man has been a war warrior since his youth." That's what he said. And if he listened to all the negative comments, he would have gone home right away. But he turned his heart to God. And there he found encouragement he needed. Don't listen to everyone's opinions. Everybody's got an opinion. That's true, but don't listen. Listen to God. What does God say to you? What's God's word to you today? Number three, recognize the true nature of the battle. David entered the battle shouting to his arrogant opponent this memorable words of 1 Samuel 17 and verse 47. And this is what he says to him. He says, "Then all the assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." He said it to him, "He will give you into our hands." To King Saul, what did he say? 1 Samuel 17:37, what did he say? "Moreover, David said, 'The Lord has delivered me from the paw of the lion, from the paw of the bear, and he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.'" And Saul said to David, "Go and the Lord be with you." What did he say to Goliath? Verse 45, he says to Goliath, "And David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with sword and spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.'" David finally declared his belief that he could not lose because God was with him and God was on his side. Number five, rely on the power of God. The power of God. David did not need a spear or a javelin to defeat Goliath. He needed only his faith in the living God and a homemade slingshot. That's what he needed most of all. In 1 Samuel 17:47, it says this, "Then all the assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." God provided the victory, and God received all the glory at the end. Isn't that wonderful? Number six, reckon on the victory. Even before he stepped into the battlefield, David knew he would not lose. He knew it was not his reputation on the line, but God's. He knew it was not his strength or his skill that would win the battle, but God's strength and God's wisdom. You can face any circumstance with confidence and hope in 2026. But it's because it's not in your strength you go, not in your own wisdom, not in your own energy, not in your own power that brings the victory. No, my friend. Triumph comes because of God's ability when you place your trust in God. Tap into His irresistible force that no one, and nothing can oppose, successfully oppose, because God is in control, because God is on our side. It is not over, I want to tell you this morning, until God says it's over. You mustn't listen to what people say. It's not over. The battle, the sickness is not over till God says it's over. And you're not going to die until God says it's over, when God's timing. So we must stand in faith, trusting God this year. I read a wonderful story I want to close with this morning. It is about a painting. The painting with God and the devil playing chess. It's called Checkmate. It was a winning painting. And it shows you two champions playing. God and the devil are playing. And people are looking at it. And there is this painting. It's still available. It still can be seen even today. And a great chess championship player came because he wanted to see this painting called Checkmate. And he looked at it, and he looked at it. He took a few hours looking at it, and suddenly the champion shouted to someone, "It's not checkmate, as it says. It's not checkmate. God has the last move still to be played." He had looked at the board. He had looked at God and the devil playing chess. And the man, this champion chessman, looked at it and he said, he studied it for a long time. He took hours, they said. And finally he said to the person with him, "It's not checkmate. It's not at all. God has the last move still to be played." Do you hear me today? God still has the last move. If you trust God, I want to tell you, if you trust God, you will see supernatural things happen in your life, because it's not finished until God says it's finished. You need to trust God this year, 2026. Say to God, "I'm trusting you. Put the things down. I'm trusting you, Lord. You're going to take me through. I might fight battles. I might be faced with challenges. I might be faced with a bad, sick report. But Lord, I'm going to trust you, because I know it's not over till you say it's over, because God has the last move to be played." If you trust God, you will see what God is going to do for you in your life this year, 2026. So this morning, let's pray together. Let's put our trust in God. Say, "Father God, this morning I'm putting my whole trust in you. I know that you are reliable. You are a faithful God. You are God that's on our side. You are the God that will fight battles for us. You will see that we are not defeated by the enemy himself, because we are on the winning side through our Lord Jesus Christ." Bless each person today in a special way. May we know it's not over till God says it's over and finished. And we trust him in all things. If you've never accepted Jesus, won't you this morning say yes to Jesus? "Lord Jesus, I know it's not over in my life until you say it's over. But today I need the Lord Jesus Christ to be my own personal Savior. I need to receive Jesus, receive the cleansing blood, that all my sin can be washed away. And Jesus paid the price for it all." Pray this prayer. Say, "Lord Jesus, I know you, the divine Son of God. You died on the cross for me, paid the price for all my sins, past, present, and future. I know that through you, Lord, I can live victoriously every day of my life because of the Christ in me, who is the hope of glory. I ask you to come into my heart today. I receive you as my Savior. Thank you for coming in. Thank you now that I'm a child of God. I want to live for you and tell others about you in Jesus' name. If you prayed this prayer, I want to say welcome to the family of God this morning. If you need counseling further or help, spiritual help, then please phone Radio Pulpit 021-180-5744, 021-180-5744. There'll only be too glad to help you. And you can phone me, Pastor Brian, on 021-552-4096, 021-552-4096. Between Mondays and Thursdays, 9 to 12, I'll only be too glad to help you. God bless you. And may you know today you're on the winning side through our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.